The long-running lawsuit for Native people who were denied billions of dollars in trust fund money after decades of federal mismanagement is the subject of a new film. 100 Years, One Woman's Fight for Justice is the story of Blackfeet tribal member, the late Eloise Cobell. Cobell took on the Interior Department over missing funds in trust accounts that were supposed to be paid to Native landowners for oil and gas, grazing, and timber lease payments. Cobell's 15-year fight spanned three administrations and resulted in the largest federal government settlement in history during the Obama administration. Melinda Janko is the documentarian who produced the film. She said she'd never been to a reservation before she saw a small article on Cobell's fight.
I was so outraged by the injustice. I thought, how in the world can this be still going on today? That these people that own mineral-rich oil and gas land, where the oil wells are pumping 24/7, they're living in abject poverty without running water or electricity. How can that be? So I was just so totally outraged that I decided I needed to tell the world this story.
Was it eye-opening to understand what was going on with interior officials talking about warehouses where documents were being chewed on by rats and they were worried about the Hunta virus? Did you have any idea that this story was within our federal government about this situation going on between tribes and the feds when it came to these long-standing records?
No, I was quite naive about the federal government's gross mishandling, malfeasance, you think corruption, scandal, I mean, you name it.
Tell us about how you decided to approach telling this story, because it is an enormous tale. It involves tribes all across the country and goes back a century.
Well, I really wanted this film to be about contrast. I wanted to show the contrast between the powers that be and the people that live on the land, the people who have been victimized by the government. So that was a huge theme that runs throughout the film. And it was very, very difficult for me to take my crew out and film on Indian lands. We spent a lot of time in Navajo country. And I have to tell you, my film crew would look at me and they would scratch their head and they would say to me, "Are we really in America?" Because of the deplorable conditions that they were living in, with yet gas land, oil land, timber land, grazing land. It was unbelievable.
What's been the reception, both from Native and non-Native people, to seeing your film?
The reception from the non-Native people has been shock. They did not know about the story, which is exactly why I wanted to tell it. The response from the Native people has been wonderful. I have to say I've been pretty shocked at some of the response. From my very first screening that I had in L.A., I had people in the audience tell me, "Thank you so much for telling this story," because I got a Cobell check and I didn't know who Cobell was.
What do you hope people learn or take away when they see your film, both tribal people and non-Native people?
Well, I hope that they take away from this the power of one. What Eloise Cobell did was the impossible. She literally reformed the United States government. And when you have to have approval from all three executive levels of the government, unanimous approval across the board, that is amazing.
Melinda Janko produced and directed 100 Years, One Woman's Fight for Justice. The free showing will be tomorrow evening at East High School in Anchorage at 6:30 with a panel discussion to follow.